This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live, and of course you're invited here to join us toll free. You can bring up anything that you want to discuss. That is what we do here on Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind here in the studio tonight. By the way, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
And you can also join us on Skype if you prefer. Our Skype username there is lrn.fm. You do need to send a contact request first. We will approve it, and you'll be good to go from that point forward. Also, the Discord on-air call-in line room is available to you. You can reach out to us there, get on the air with us by going to discord.lrn.fm and joining the very first room in the Discord, which is the on-air call-in line room. Of course, lots of in the news to discuss, as always. Pornhub apparently making a lot of headlines for now accepting cryptocurrency, which I guess is a big deal. This is a fairly popular website out there, and they've teamed up with Verge, which is one of the more obscure privacy coins out there. Not one of the, I would say, top market makers or anything like right. that. But so there's that in the news. Also, Daryl, you wanted to talk about something out of Tennessee where a KKK statue or a statue of the founder of the KKK is being put back or being stopped from being taken down. What's going on?
Headline is Tennessee retaliates for removal of Nathan Bedford Forrest statue in Memphis. And you
want to talk about that?
Yeah. Story from the Washington Post says a few years before Nathan Bedford Forrest became the leader of the KKK and decades before a statue of him was dedicated in Memphis, the Confederate general overlooked Fort Pillow and planned how he would destroy the beacon for escaped slaves. Numerous assaults eroded the garrison in April 1864. When the commander declared that he would not surrender, Forrest sent waves of rebels to finish off the dwindling Union troops, many of them black. A Confederate witness said afterwards, "The sight of Negro soldiers stirred the bosoms of our soldiers with courageous madness." Forrest later said the Mississippi River was blood red for 200 yards. In 1905, a statue of Forrest on horseback was dedicated in a Memphis park, 40 miles south of the site of the battle and later massacre.
So this guy wasn't just a Confederate general. He was also the founder of one of the worst hate groups in the United States.
Right. And there's debate about whether or not what he created was a hate group or whether it just became a hate group after he left.
But wasn't there just a quote about how he doesn't like Negroes or something? Something like that there? Like,
the quote is from a witness, a Confederate witness, who said the sight of Negro soldiers stirred the bosoms of our soldiers with courageous madness.
Meaning it made them want to kill them? Is that what that means? What is that?
Well, you're in a war, so yeah. They were wanting to kill their opposition anyway. Because they were black, it wanted to, we wanted to kill them even worse than we wanted to kill them if they were white folks.
I see. Okay, so that was a witness, not necessarily the man himself.
Right. There. And again, I'm not saying that Nathan Bedford Forrest was a good guy by any stretch of the imagination.
Right.
I'm simply saying that there's debate about whether or not the organization that he created was intended to be a racist group, because he left not long after creating the group.
Uh-huh.
And that's when it really rose to prominence as what we know the Klan to be.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, obviously I don't know much about the KKK except that they've been involved in some awful things in the last 100 years in the United States.
Right.
I don't know. So it started in the 1800s then?
Just after the Civil War.
Okay.
And it was supposed to be, and again, this is based on various things that I've read, that it was supposed to just be a fraternal organization for former Confederate soldiers, and then it became a racist organization.
Right.
And again, I don't know if Forrest left before it became a racist organization, if he left because it became the racist thing.
Certainly not.
Or if he intended it to be and just, you know, Nathan Bedford Forrest apologists say that's not what he intended it to be.
Yeah,
I wasn't there. I don't know.
It's certainly not uncommon for a group that is founded by an individual to stray from its original intentions by
right.
that individual. Once you let a board take over, once people who aren't the founder are in charge of it and that founder is then out and he's not a decision maker anymore, then it's like, good luck. Hope it stays true to your vision.
Democracy, Ian.
Well, right. Is that democracy? I mean, that's just, you know.
Okay.
Well, democracy is a majority of people
plurality.
That make decisions,
okay. The board members.
Decide to do a thing.
True.
So continuing on with the article here about why we're actually talking about Nathan Bedford Forrest, on Tuesday, nearly 154 years to the day that the troops obliterated the fort, Forrest Ghost and his statue haunted the Tennessee legislature. The Republican-dominated House voted to remove $250,000 earmarked for the Memphis Bicentennial that's scheduled for next year after the city engineered a way to remove the statue in December along with a statue of Confederate President Jefferson Davis. The amendment was adopted in a $37.5 million spending bill that was working its way through the state's chamber for approval. Quote,
so who's Jefferson Davis and what did he do wrong?
Jefferson Davis was the president of the Confederacy, as it mentioned immediately before saying Jefferson Davis.
Thank you, Derek.
Thank you.
State Rep. Antonio Parkinson, who represents Memphis, told the Washington Post on Wednesday, "This is one of the most vile racist acts I've seen happen in the legislature."
Wait, what was the most racist thing? Saving the statue? Or
withholding $250,000 from the city of Memphis's bicentennial scheduled for next year.
Okay.
I don't know how that could be considered to be a racist thing. Now, it's definitely retaliation.
So wait, is the statue gone? Or is it still there?
Story says the statue was removed in December.
Okay.
So statue of Jefferson Davis and the statue of Nathan Bedford Forrest both removed back in December. And the legislature yesterday voted to retaliate against the city.
I see.
By withholding money that they had previously earmarked for the city.
Got it. Okay, so a little smack on the hand, not
right.
that they are going to go take the old statue and put it back up.
Correct.
Okay.
Well, we're talking about $250,000. What do you think the city council is going to do? Do you think they're going to stick to their guns, or do you think they might...
Well, now they're just going to have to, if they want to put it back, they're going to have to spend more money to put it back, right? Like, you have to hire a crew or whatever.
Right,
of statue
that's
removers.
Not cheap, and then...
Yeah.
Even if they do put it back, there's no guarantee that the legislature would then say, all right, you get the $250,000.
No.
Well,
no.
If they're specifically withholding the $250,000 because of this, then why wouldn't they?
And they'll spend it somewhere
else.
Well,
see, we've removed the earmark.
Right.
That doesn't mean that we're still setting aside the money because we removed the earmark.
Well, I think this is more ammunition for my belief that all the statues just need to get taken down. I mean, let's just be fair about it.
And on public property.
Yes. All statues on public property. Thank you for the clarification. On public property, on government property, take them all down. I don't care if they are the Confederates, if they are the Union soldiers, or whoever it is we're talking about. Former presidents, whatever statues there are on public property,
and
what
about
the
Statue
down.
Of Liberty?
And Christmas trees. So if you can't have your nativity, because
yeah.
there's a Christmas tree in your way, and you can't have your Wiccan or whatever you believe in, because the Christmas tree's taking up all that room. Well, how is that fair?
Daryl, you asked a really good question, though. What about the Statue of Liberty?
That's technically government property. It is
That'd
a
be a
national
tough one
park.
To take down, too, wouldn't it?
It would. And, you know, well, one of the interesting things about the vast majority of these statues, including the Statue of Liberty, they were gifts from various organizations.
By the
Statue of Liberty being a gift to the United States government from the French government.
By the way, the Nathan Bedford statue was a gift.
Right.
It was by through private donations.
Right, probably the Daughters of the Confederacy. I'm guessing this article doesn't specifically mention who made the donation, but I know that most of the statues... Hell, that glorifying war statue in downtown Keene was donated by some organization.
Really?
There's a little plaque saying who it was.
Well, they can have it back, as far as I'm concerned. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. I'm sick and tired of seeing all these war statues around.
Yeah.
855-450-3733. If you like a statue, put it up in your front yard or at your business or on your property.
Or a museum.
There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live. We'll talk about
this. What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at piratswithoutborders.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith, Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited, if you want, to join us on the radio here. The toll-free number, is 855-450 free like freedom, 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. Here in the studio with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
You know, if you are interested in learning about Bitcoin, if you're new to the world of cryptocurrency, get started over at bitcoin.com. There's really no better place to learn the history, to learn the importance, why Bitcoin is a paradigm shift in the way we think about money and the way we use money. Go to bitcoin.com. You can get started there. Great place to do that. Also, bitcoin.com has other features that you might be interested in. If you're more of an old school Bitcoiner, you want to get the latest news headlines, just go to news.bitcoin.com and you can do that there. And it's totally free. So once again, that's news.bitcoin.com for the latest news headlines about Bitcoin from around the globe. As we continue here, we'll take your calls and thoughts. An update coming up here on Bill Cosby and the retrial, where he's being retried for sexual assault charges. And then I said we were going to talk about Dick's Sporting Goods. They are doing some what is just an absolutely ridiculous thing here with their guns that they're no longer going to be selling at Dick's Sporting Goods.
Are they giving them away?
Nope. It's pretty ridiculous, but we'll get into that coming up here in moments. First, we go to Bad Slave. He's in New Hampshire on via Skype. Go ahead, Bad Slave.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yes,
I am perfectly happy to speak with you. The idea of memorials to war, particularly when it is my considered opinion, I've done a lot of historical study for the past, three or four decades. The truth is that the U.S. should have never gotten into any war since they kicked the Brits out.
Yep, that's pretty much true.
Which time? And, in 1776 or 1812? Because they were both kind of wars against Britain.
That's true. And less so for 1812 than...
We are losing you, Bad Slave. I don't know if you are on a bad Wi-Fi connection, but we're definitely losing you. It sounds like you might be back now. Go ahead there. What were you saying?
Okay. I was just saying that I think the important one was, of course, the War of Secession. The War of 1812, that one I haven't studied as well, so I'm not going to make any claims, but, I'm pretty certain that there shouldn't have been a Shea Rebellion, against taxes. I think that people should not pay taxes. But the thing is that all of this honoring of war is just so that the powers can be, all they have to do is snap their fingers and, throw a few lies out and we're back in a war.
Yep.
I mean, that's where we are right now. It's crazy. For everybody to, we got to honor our vets. I'm sorry. There's not a vet alive that has really performed the protection of liberty. It just hasn't happened.
Not in our lifetime.
No, yeah. Heck no. Not in a couple of friggin' centuries, really. And so I'm really tired of it. I'm just, every time, and I think, Ian, you're definitely, we're on the same page on this one, right? It's just completely, we're upside down.
Well, we actually have a military veteran in the studio with us here. Conan, I mean, your thoughts as somebody who was in the military.
I was a mercenary. I was doing it for the college.
Is that right?
A lot of my family members are in the military, so I mean, it was already,
it was the natural
I was
thing.
Brought up in it, mm-hmm. and it was just the natural thing to do, and I was a young, dumb 16-year-old, and it's like, well, what am I going to do with myself?
Ah.
4 years of military, that'll keep me busy. And a lot of my cohorts were in the same boat. They were doing exactly what I was doing. They didn't have anything better to do. It's a good paycheck. If you got someone telling you what to do,
don't have to pay rent.
Yeah, exactly. I made good money, by the way.
Yeah.
A lot of people complain about how they, you know, they don't. But I am very, very glad that I got out when I did, because I missed all of the 2 decades of war we've been in, you know, just by the skin of my teeth. But
they first run you through the local indoctrination center and, you know, dumb you down to the point where you don't know what's even up anymore. And then you get out into the world and graduate high school and, oh, what am I going to do with myself? Oh, well, there's this military thing. Mm-hmm. You're dumb. You're a idiot. Let's go ahead and sign up.
And all the while, they've been telling you how much the police and the firefighters and the military are our heroes, and they've been dying all these years for our freedom and our democracy. And
they're what I like to term destructo bots. They are automated men who claim to be doing something beneficial. But they're just an automation of human beings destroying things.
Well, very few people would join the military if they thought they would be doing something evil, right? Like, they buy into the propaganda that they're fighting for freedom, even though it's pretty obvious that politicians don't really care about freedom and that they're scum.
No.
But, you know, that's who you're fighting for, military people. You're not fighting for me. You're not fighting for the people in the United States. You're fighting for the government. You're fighting for the politicians.
You're fighting for rich men.
Yeah, exactly.
Rich old men. And if you really want to see how damaging this is on the folks, all you have to do is look at the suicide rate of military veterans.
More suicides than actual deaths over in the Middle East.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Hey, thanks for the call, Bad Slave. I appreciate it.
It really does leave a horrible lasting impact on our frail mentality. You know, taking another life,
going
over there and destroying other people's lives, and then coming back to this, to what you think is going to be a real life, and realizing what you've done and all the havoc you've caused.
Yeah, you can't just leave that
over
there.
That's what I'm saying. I'm so glad that I missed all of that.
And, you know, I like looking at sort of the historical evolution of war, if you will,
Can you say that? Evolution of war? Does war evolve?
There is.
Still just killing.
Well, it first started to where you had rival kings or princes or, you know, just rulers of some sort that would fight one another on a field. And then it evolved to where the king and his army would fight another king and his army.
On a field. Yeah.
A specific area.
Right.
And then you remove the kings, and it was the armies fighting in a specific area. And now you just have, you know, these planes flying over areas and dropping bombs.
I don't know if that's evolution. That sounds like it's devolving, that you're getting more innocents involved in the conflicts over time. I mean, it's certainly helping protect the kings, but that's about it.
Well, it's not evolution in the sense of we went from, you know, one animal to a more intelligent species.
Well, right. Generally,
it's the evolution
is...
of here's how it progressed.
I see.
Progression is better.
Even the progress, that still suggests progress.
Regression.
Yeah, more coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free here and bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, Skype in if you like. Skype username is lrn.fm. You can join us on the Discord on-air call-in line room, where we had a few calls last night. And it always sounds so much better than pretty much everything else. So if you want to get on the Discord, go to discord.lrn.fm. Daryl, you were just informing us during the break, I think it's worth talking about on the air, of the sad passing of, I think, a lot of people's favorite kind of character actors out there. Arlie Ermey passed away.
Yeah.
For those that don't recall the name, who is he?
Well, he's the drill sergeant in Full Metal Jacket.
That's the most probably memorable role, I think, for a lot of people.
And he also did a little gun show on History Channel or the whatever channel a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I think it was History. And one thing that most people don't know about Arlie Ermey is he worked in sort of a behind-the-scenes role in basically every war movie over the last 25, 30 years.
Like an advisor capacity?
Yeah.
And we were talking in the last segment how people get sucked into this
into war.
And as much as we really like this guy, he was a fantastic actor.
Sure.
He's part of the problem.
He's probably right. Part of the reason why
he really made it look. I mean, even though I'm not spoiling the movie or anything, go watch Full Metal Jacket.
It's supposed to be an anti-war movie.
It is an anti-war movie,
yes.
And Emery doesn't end well.
No,
his character doesn't.
No.
He doesn't make it to
halfway.
Act two,
yeah.
If you will.
But he still made it so memorable. People, you know, hear Daryl over here quoting the lines that, you know, 35 years ago, because they're just so entertaining.
Yeah, I've actually only seen that movie one time, and it was, I don't know, probably like a decade ago. But it was, you know, it was pretty good. He was actually also a voice actor as well. He was the soldier in Toy Story. So if you remember the little toy soldier character that they had there, that was Arlie Ermey in that. And he actually was in one of my favorite old video games from the early 1990s, back when they had what they called full motion video games. He was in a game called Double Switch, and he was a main character in that particular game, and that's kind of where I got to.
Yeah, I would imagine he's got that voice. I would imagine he voiced a lot of.
Well, and that it was really him. It was
little,
like video
little cameos
of him.
And little spoofs like that all over.
And he's been, you know, he was active right up till the end, because one of the things I asked you when you said it was Arlie Ermey passed away was, well, how old was he? He was only 74.
Yeah.
Because. I mean, in the early 1990s, when he was in this video game, he looked like an old guy. That would have been 30 years ago.
Yeah.
You know? He's 25 like, years ago.
He's like the opposite of Patrick Stewart, who has always looked old as well.
Mm-hmm.
I guess being bald will do that to you.
So anyway, rest in peace there, Arlie Ermey. We've had definitely some talented actors. I was watching the television. I was actually out at one of the cryptocurrency accepting places here in town in Keene, having some dinner tonight before the show, and they had the television on, which I almost never see television because I just don't, you know, I've never had cable television as an adult ever since I moved out of my parents' house.
Yeah, but, yeah, we cut the cord. The oldsters are talking about cutting the cord and how great it is, and it's like, yeah,
I never had it.
We never had the cord. It was non-existent.
But they were reporting on Barbara Bush, who passed away this week.
Oh, you mean Aleister Crowley's granddaughter.
Is she really? Aleister Crowley?
It's out there. It's very interesting.
Okay. Aleister Crowley, of course, what was he, the founder of like the Illuminati or something like that?
No.
Church of Satan.
Yep.
Oh, really? Huh.
We should look that up and find some more information on
that. But it was, you know, it's tough to watch that kind of stuff, not because she's dead or whatever, but because you have to watch all of this, like, hero worship surrounding her, like, oh, she was the leader of the free world, and she was, everyone looked up to her, and here we are live in Kennebunkport, Maine, where she spent a lot of her time, and we talked to so many people, they all said they would be in mourning, and they were so sad that they would never see Barbara Bush around town again, and everybody is just so upset over this, and I'm like, she was the wife of one of the top thugs in the world.
Right.
This is part of what is going to be tough to get over. You were talking about the worship for the military. This is the same aspect, except it's the worship of the people who command the military.
Right.
The worship of presidents and their wives and their families as though they are better than everybody else. They get better burials, you know, better funerals.
They get to lay in state in the rotunda of the Capitol.
Yeah, and then, of course, all the other presidents who are still alive always come out. So, you know, even though they're supposed to be enemies, right, like Barack Obama versus George W. Bush versus
Bill Clinton.
Jesse
Ventura said, wrestling and politics are very much the same, to where you portray being enemies in front of the camera. After the show, you're having a beer together.
This is true.
The difference, of course, being that wrestling is entertaining and politics is terrifying.
Correct. I would guess that some people, as much as they spend their time reading the newspaper and watching these programs and getting into it, you think that it is some kind of entertainment to them, that they're feeding off of it.
Yeah, for them. And the news junkies.
They're hate watchers. So they might not like what they're seeing, but, I mean, they just can't get enough of it. They're always glued to it.
Well, they love it when their team wins.
Correct. Right?
When their guy gets elected, then it is a lot like sports in that way. Where it's the go team mentality. They don't even know what their team really stands for, but they know they like what that one guy said on that one team that one year, and so therefore go team.
Right, and, you know, in a lot of ways, it's kind of like if, and to bring it back around to wrestling, if your favorite wrestler is a bad guy, you're going to look the other way when he winds up cheating, when he makes a low blow, when he skirts the rules.
They don't cheer them on when they do that stuff.
I think they cheer them on.
Don't you want to see him be bad?
I think there are more fans of Darth Vader than there are Luke. I'm sorry. So for whatever reason, the bad guy is a he can be just as much a hero,
right?
When it comes to entertainment, and
right.
I think a lot we're going back to politics being entertainment. I think a lot of people see Trump. And when he's acting all crazy and throwing people under the bus,
right? But I forget if the Republicans are red or blue, but you know the team elephant, they're just going to make excuses for all of the horrible things that you know one of their guys does.
Mm-hmm.
But when somebody from Team Donkey does it, they're going to put, see, he did this thing. Just sort of like, again, in wrestling, where if it's your favorite wrestler, you'll make excuses for that low blow. But somebody does a low blow to him. Oh, well, he just cheated. You can't make a low blow.
I see what you're saying. Mm.
That said, well, the ref wasn't looking, so it's okay.
That said, if I'm cheering on the bad guy, I'm cheering him on because they're the bad guy, right? You
right.
want to see them do bad things. Remember the, what was it, the Rogue One, that sort of midpoint or that prequel Star Wars movie?
By the way, the best Star Wars episode ever.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if that's the best one ever, but controversy over that.
Because it didn't follow the whole beaten. It didn't follow the formula.
That's true.
Right. Some people liked it because of that. Some people didn't like it because of
right.
that. And then I heard that the next one was too much like A New Hope or Revenge of
the one prior to that.
Something.
Anyways, you're saying that at the halfway mark it changed gears.
No. What I was going to say was about cheering on the bad guy. The big part that really seemed to get a lot of the reaction in that movie was toward the very end, and I don't think I'm spoiling anything because this movie, the Rogue One, ends at the very beginning of the first Star Wars from 1977.
Right.
So we all know what happens there, right? Darth Vader's going on that ship. He's
right.
after Princess Leia. And so at the very end of Rogue One, Darth Vader, it shows his entrance onto that ship, and he is just effing people up, man, left and like he's using the Force and just throwing guys left and right, and it's like really an awesome, really sort of visceral scene.
Do they
scene.
Play the Imperial March?
Probably. I don't remember.
I think they did, actually.
It was an epic scene. I mean, it was really worth waiting through the whole movie to actually see that, even though you know what's going to happen the way it
right.
was shot.
And then it ends
really
on
good.
A CGI'd up Leia.
You know, the CGI in that movie was pretty good. I was watching it with my now ex-girlfriend at the time, who had never seen a Star Wars movie before. And so she didn't know that Grand Moff Tarkin was a dead guy. The guy who was one of the main characters in Rogue One,
yep.
Who was a real live actor in 1977, passed away at some point, and they created
brought
his
him back.
Character.
They brought a couple characters.
Brought
back.
Him back from the dead, and she had no idea it was a CGI character. Had no idea. Toll free number here, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I knew he was fake, but it was still pretty persuasive to watch him. It was easy enough to suspend disbelief in that case. There's more coming up here, whether you want to talk about pop culture or whatever. Also, Dick's Sporting Goods will tell you what ridiculous thing they're doing.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to HeartDrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit HeartDrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free here. Our number 855-453, like freedom, 855-450-3733. You can, of course, bring up anything that is on your mind. Joining you here tonight, you've got Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty, then freedomsphoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. It's Freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. That's Freedoms Phoenix. .com. As we continue, we'll take your calls and thoughts about what you want on the way here. The latest on the Bill Cosby retrials. We haven't really talked about what's been going on with that since the very first day of jury selection, where a topless protester attempted to run up and do something to Bill Cosby. She was interceded by various different police who arrested her. And that's what we discussed in the past, but we'll get to the latest on what's going on here in moments. First, though, to the Discord on-air call-in line room, where Gene the Christian Anarchist is on the line with us. Go ahead.
Hello, guys. Hey, I thought I'd weigh in on the statue here in Memphis, since I live in the outskirts of Memphis.
Oh, all right. This is about the founder of the KKK and a statue controversy, where it apparently has already been taken down. But now the state of Tennessee, according to Daryl, has struck back against the town that or the city that took it down there, Memphis.
Well, there's some things that probably aren't coming out in that story. And, you know, I'm not really a racist kind of a guy, but, you know, I'm living here in the South and I'm not going to make a lot of people happy because I see racism problems on both sides of the aisle. And I see as many blacks fueling the fire as there are whites. So,
nobody's impervious to racism. I mean, there's racism across all people.
But this whole thing with the statues, again, I think it's silly to go tearing down statues. Reminds me of the Cultural Revolution in China and the.
What if I want to pay for it? What if I want to donate to take down a statue? Because I'm willing to.
That's fine, sure, as long as you're not destroying property that other people have a claim to. Now, what they're not telling you about this Nathan Bedford statue is it's not just a statue. It's a headstone for his grave. His grave is still there in that park. That's why it's named after him. He's buried there, and the statue was his headstone. Huh. So not only have they taken down historical property, which was against Tennessee law, because the Tennessee government did pass a law saying that these places are preserved. And then the city council in Memphis, which was predominantly black, decided to sell this park, which they didn't have the proper authority to do so, to a sham organization, also by predominantly black. Well, I think it's 100% black.
The people. Nonprofit was Memphis Green Space, and the article says that they sold two parks that contained the two statues, sold the parks for $1,000 each, which is probably back in December, and then after the parks were sold, the statues were removed.
Oh, that's an interesting detail.
Right, yeah. Yes. There's a lengthy article here, and we only covered just what the retaliation was. We didn't cover the backstory.
The statue was removed in like 24 hours. I mean, they did this basically in the dark of night. It was all, it was a dirty shenanigan is what it was. Hmm. And like I say, it was a gravestone.
You're saying it's a headstone, but is his body under there as well? Or is he somewhere else?
Yes. Yes.
Did they move his body?
So they didn't dig up the grave, did they? No.
They're talking about moving his grave as well.
Hmm.
But they just ripped his headstone off, basically. And so they're defacing graves and moving statues that really had been donated by friends and family or whatever, and they're still family members that are part of the group that go down there and take care of them.
Where did these statues wind up going? Because I'm guessing they didn't take it to the
the
metal scrapyard and sell
this
it for recycling.
This is another very prickly point, because the statues they claim is in storage somewhere, but nobody knows where. They're not disclosing the location, and they've been instructed to take good care of the statue. Well, we don't know if they're taking good care of it or chopping it into pieces or, letting...
Or selling it to an art dealer.
Sure. Yeah, we don't know.
Tell me more about this $1,000 deal. So you said the city sold the park to this group for $1,000.
Well, I don't even think the city can sell the park because they don't have.
Is it a state park?
I think what they sold them was the rights to the park rather than the physical park. I'm not sure on those details, but at any rate, it was against the state law.
Was it like one of those sweetheart deals where they just sold it without putting it out to bid? Like we're just going to give you this price.
Absolutely. Yeah. This was an.
See, that part I disagree with. I think that if you're going to sell public property, you need to put it out to the highest bidder. Because I do support the idea of ending public property, ending government-run property, and turning it all over to private hands. But the best way to do that is to just put it up for the highest bidder. That way the government can take that money and, do other things with it at that point.
Right.
It's a legitimate sale.
The article here from the Washington Post says that the city skirted laws meant to block the removal of statues and memorials on public grounds by selling the parks to a nonprofit, and then the nonprofit removed the statue, and the nonprofit is not prohibited from removing.
That seems legitimate to me. Like, that's a legitimate workaround, except for the fact that they didn't take bids. If they'd taken bids, then it would have been legit.
They could have got Walmart to bid on that little piece of property because they want to set up shop right there in the middle of downtown.
I don't know how big this square is, but...
That's why your property. City is never going to auction off pieces of real estate, Ian, because they are afraid of who would buy it.
Right.
If it's some nonprofit that basically is in their pocket, and they know it's going to leave it as green space or whatever, or take down statues, then they're cool with
it.
But they don't want the big boys getting their hands on that prime real estate.
Right. Unless and until we can finally get enough liberty people elected to government, like here in New Hampshire, where we could actually see some sort of principled sell-off of all this government land. I think you did this study, Daryl, where you found that 10% of the square area in Keene, New Hampshire, where we live, where we do this show from, is owned by the city.
And that's not even counting the roads, because the roads are made from right-of-ways.
Right.
But, you know, like actual plots of land.
Right,
building, 10% of it.
Buildings.
They were, buildings
they,
and land.
They're well, renting and leasing out buildings
some
in
of
downtown.
It. So where Corner News is, which we've talked about Corner News on this show before.
It was the first, corner store. First little shop to take cryptocurrency
right.
here in Key.
The owner of that business owns the building, but does not own the land. The city owns the land that the building sits
yeah.
on.
It's crazy. Gene, any other comments tonight?
Well, I just wanted to point out that a lot of the black people are stirring up. And sure, black people have been getting a raw deal for a long time. I stand up for black people all the time. Those guys at Starbucks, they got a raw deal.
Mm-hmm.
But when black people try to be belligerent in return, it doesn't help the situation. And it really kind of causes the white folk that didn't like them to begin with to rally around the injustice that they're getting back.
Well, I think it's not fair to, you know, talk about black people, white people, this and that. I mean, these are individuals that we're talking about. So some people are going to be in favor of it. Some people are not going to be in favor of it, whatever the issue happens to be. So it's never fair to do that.
But you've got to admit that it's still a black and white issue. You've got the green space was all black people. The city government was pretty much 90% all black people. So it was obviously a black people thing that they did.
I can understand why somebody wouldn't want a statue around of the formative leader of the KKK. I could totally understand that.
Yeah. I mean, sure, if you have a legal claim to it, that's one thing. But to take some guy's headstone away and then hide it somewhere where nobody knows where it is.
Like, I'd never heard of the dude before today, but the people living in Memphis who, you know, they had families back then in that area, they probably didn't forget.
It was a very famous area. In fact, I wanted to go down there and get some pictures because I knew they were eventually going to tear it down. But
Gene, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
I am completely all right with this statue being removed.
Yeah.
I think the shenanigans that took place to get it done is very weaselly.
Sure.
But hiding, they say it's the storage, but I mean, the issue is here, the statue needs to be returned to the rightful owners, but the statue shouldn't be there. I'm sorry.
The rightful owners are the people that own the property now.
And I think nothing, like you said earlier, nothing should be there.
This is a libertarian win, right? I mean, you sold off some public property to a private owner.
It's a non-profit.
Well, it's still not the government, though, right?
If they're in their pockets.
There's more coming up here in moments. 855, 450, free like freedom if you want to join us here. It's Free Talk Live.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.